Snowflakes in Texas? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments in the Obamacare case with the Solicitor General for the state of Texas arguing that the law has imposed a burden on his state. And so Justice Thomas asked him,
"Give us an understanding of what your injury is."
In other words, how is this law hurting Texas? And Texas Solicitor General Kyle Hawkins answered, "Just look at the report by the Congressional Budget Office."
The CBO confirmed in 2008 and 2017 that simply requiring people to sign up for health insurance would lead people to do so,
even though there's no longer any penalty for not signing up.
And it's reasonably likely, based on that, that people will sign up for Medicaid who otherwise would not have done so because of the command to do so.
Yes, Texas's complaint is that Obamacare did exactly what it was designed to do, caused more poor people to sign up for Medicaid.
There's a substantial likelihood of at least one person signing up for a state Medicaid program, which of course would cause at least $1 in injury.
And that is a sufficient burden on Texas for the Supreme Court to take up this case. I don't know. Doesn't that sound a little snowflakey? Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.